I've been joined by Anne Munro, the head teacher at Bells Hill Academy, and Willie Davison. Willie, you're the head of the Learning Centre,
that's right.
Based in Bells Hill Academy.
Yes, it is.
It is. Now, I understand you guys here have been working with or have undertaken an iPad one-to-one pilot project. Can you give me an overview of the project, please, how it started and how it's made up?
Well, I can start with just telling you the project came to us, or the pilot project came to us at the towards the end of 2011, I think that's correct. We were approached by the authority, North Lanarkshire Council, and given the opportunity to participate in a pilot which would involve two primary schools and one secondary school within the authority. We were in a position within Bells Hill Academy where I felt that we could embark on this pilot because we're fortunate enough within the school to have North Lanarkshire's Multimedia Centre based, located in the school.
Is that the Learning Centre?
And we had been designated as a School of Multimedia Studies by the authority the previous session, and we felt this was an opportunity to continue to build links between the school and the Learning Centre. So we were approached by the authority and asked if we would like to take on board the pilot. I think that's correct, really. And the pilot involved us giving an iPad to every single pupil in one-year group, which we would designate the year group, preferably in the broad general education phase, and we identified as S1. We had quite a small S1 cohort that particular year, and it really was an ideal number for a pilot. We
had many was it?
99 pupils who were involved in it, and we felt that that was manageable, it was realistic, and it was a practicable size of cohort.
Did you give iPads to the teachers who would be teaching that cohort?
Well, that wasn't something that was initially part of the discussion. The initial part of the discussion was really focusing on the young people. Mm-hmm. But as we began to prepare and to plan for this, we felt it was absolutely essential that every member of staff who was involved in working with the youngster would have their own iPad. And I don't know, Willie, if you want to come in at this point, because you were instrumental in taking that forward.
I think it was all the feedback from people who'd done anything like this before emphasised again and again that if you want this trial to work, the staff have to buy in. The staff will not buy in without their own devices. And so to a certain extent that we kind of dug our heels in and said, unless you can provide. So we were given 34 iPads for staff, and every member of staff. My understanding is that Anne couldn't require staff to take part. It had to be voluntary for contractual reasons. And so they were told that they could join this trial if they wanted to. If they didn't want to join the trial, they didn't get an iPad. And so to qualify, you had to have a first-year class and you had to be willing to use it in your learning and teaching. And on the basis of that, every member of staff who said yes got one, and we had 34 of them.